It is 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning, so you know what happens. And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman. Fresh off of his flu vacation. His flucation.
Yep.
Alex Bauman.
Did you have fun?
He's back.
I heard you got some drugs.
Yeah. Hey, I thought I was on drugs when I was watching the Super Bowl halftime show.
I'll take some of those narcotics. That'll help me over that halftime show.
What's wrong with the halftime?
We're not talking about that. Move on. All right, Bauman, where are we moving to?
Talking about another B word.
B?
Yeah, like she moved, double B.
Bediako.
She moved out several months ago. Oh, you talking about that, Betty?
Yeah, okay. Bediako.
Bediako.
Charles Bediako.
All right. So here, go ahead and get me started.
A Tuscaloosa Circuit Court judge denied Charles Bediako's motion for a preliminary injunction that prevents him from playing any more college basketball.
All right.
Good.
You're saying good because you're an Auburn fan.
No, I'm saying it for to keep the sanctity of college sports. I mean, it's crazy to me. You know, we've seen a lot of things in terms of professional athletes coming back. James Nyanji with Baylor. You've got tons of European professionals coming over. And it's a gray area because of the fact that college athletes aren't amateurs anymore. They're professional players too. But you've got a situation here where a player decided, I don't want to play college sports anymore. I want to be an NBA professional. And then whether it works out or not, he decides to try to come back. And you saw what it was doing. It was opening the door. You had the former UCLA player. Was it Amari Bailey?
Yeah, he actually played in an NBA game.
He played NBA games, and he's now trying to file injunctions to come back and play and finish his collegiate career. No, you cannot do this.
All right.
There still has to be some sort of amateur status for collegiate athletics.
I'm going to say this, and whether, you know, my rose-colored, crimson-colored glass people across the state don't believe me, I'm going to say this, whether it was Alabama, whether it was Nebraska, Auburn, I don't care. The right decision has been made here. I'm with Giddens. You've got to stop it, and you got to stop it now. If you wait 4 months to the end of the NCAA tournament, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have Major League Baseball players that are playing double-A ball coming back to play college baseball. It's going to happen.
Birmingham Stallion players come back and try to play college football.
You got to be cut off right now. Now, here's my thing. Nobody said anything about this. You know the people who this is really going to hurt? It's those peons out there that are giving these players advice to leave and get in the NBA draft.
Yep.
Think about it. Three years ago, was Charles Bediako ready for the NBA?
No.
Everybody knew it. And look at now. Played in 5 games for the Crimson Tide up until this decision was made. They went 3-2. Only in, I'm going to say, really one of those games against Auburn, maybe 2 of those games, was he a difference maker in them winning. He wasn't even a difference maker in the other 4. So, if he's not ready for the NBA and he's only making a difference in 1 out of every 5 college games he plays in, why did he leave to go to the NBA? That's the whole point here. Yeah, I can talk Bediako. I can talk Sharif Cooper. Okay? I can talk a bunch of guys. You got to make a decision now in your life. If you want to play in the G League, now I'm using this as NBA, and I'm telling you, one of the reasons it hasn't happened as much in football is because there's no minor league football other than USFL.
Yeah, that's essentially the equivalent.
Right. So, but here's the thing. As a young man, basketball, baseball, whatever, you got to make a decision. Do I want to make the money that's in double-A baseball and ride these old buses and, you know, play 100 games and hopefully get called up to the majors? Or do I want to go to the G League and play 40 minutes every night and score 10 points and maybe get noticed? Or do I want to stay in college work on getting a degree and make more money in NIL. That's the decision that needs to be made here. Do you agree, Bauman, with us that the decision? I'm not saying this because I wouldn't have cared that Charles Bediako would have wanted to come back to UCLA. I don't care.
Yeah, I think James Nagy should be declared ineligible right now too.
Yeah.
My thing is if you declare for the draft, you shouldn't be eligible. But if you also play in professional sports league, whether it's in Spain, Germany, Argentina, you should be eligible either. Like, I don't mean to.
Yeah, I mean, you
have to. Here, but Filip Jovic shouldn't be eligible to play college basketball either.
It's true. You're right. Yeah. And I'm going to say that for Auburn.
There is a player on Texas A&M that won a national championship or a championship in his pro sports league last year, and he's playing for Texas A&M.
Well, and like I said, it's going to keep filtering and opening up until that decision was made this week.
There's still other guys like James Nagy. He's still eligible. There's a guy on Santa Clara who played in the G League. There's a guy on BYU that played in the G League. I get it, they weren't drafted, and they didn't technically put their name in the draft, but when you go play to the G League, you should not be allowed to come back to college basketball.
And I'm going to open up another can of worms. They're just going to take this as it comes, okay? Say LeBron James retires. 12 months after he retires, he's got a buddy that's coaching at Virginia. Hey, man, I could use you. He never played any college athletics. Straight to the league. Is he eligible or not?
He absolutely should not be.
I agree.
Really makes it to where,
and I'm not saying that because it's LeBron. I mean, it's the same way back in my day with Moses Malone, who went straight from high school. Kevin Garnett did the same thing. I'm just saying, once you are declared a professional athlete, college athletics playing time for you should be over with.
And I've heard things where it's like pro athletics overseas is similar to high school basketball. It's still pro athletics. You are playing against 25, 30-year-old men.
Well, I'm going to say this. Guys, it has filtered all the way down to high school because no more than, let's see, it's been 8 years ago since my boys graduated. We played a private high school in basketball that had 12 kids on their team, and five of them were foreigners that could not speak English. It's in high school.
See, this is the problem with the fact that football is kind of its own entity entirely as a sport. You only have the clear progression of high school American football to collegiate American football to the NFL. But with these other sports that have a much more international scope, you've got these guys that are playing that in Europe, they can play professionally as a 16-year-old. We don't let you do that over here. So then they come and then they're like, all right, now what do I do? Well, the NBA is not going to take me yet, but I want to play and I can't play in high school over here. So there's only one avenue that is college. But at the same time, under our rules that we've always used and utilized, they shouldn't be allowed to because they've already been a professional at 16 overseas.
I totally agree with you.
But now there's a gray area because
it's not
collegiate athletics is professional now.
It's not gray if you stick to this decision.
Well, NIL ruined the whole idea that you're always an amateur until you play professionally.
I agree with you, with the exception of one thing. You just said that football, it has their own entity. Where is the NFL going right now?
It's trying to go international.
Thank you. We're playing 8-9 games a year overseas. We have this outrage for a halftime show the other night at the Super Bowl. I mean, let's be honest, 90% of Americans did not want to see that, okay? Whether they did or whether they didn't. All of that being said, look at your other two major sports. The best player in the NBA, in my opinion, is from overseas. Never went to college. The best player in baseball, in my opinion, came from Japan, who is now probably the best. I hate to say it, he's probably the best player in baseball. He never went to college. What is the NFL trying to do here? Let's be honest.
Circumvent college. But it's got a long way to go because baseball is entrenched in a lot of cultures. Basketball is so easy to pick up and play.
Well,
very little resource need.
One of the reasons football has not gotten there yet is because of your love. Everybody plays soccer overseas. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that's their football.
Yeah.
That's their brand of the NFL.
I get it. But you have, other sports do push their way through as a field sport in other countries. Like soccer is not the biggest sport in Australia by any means on the field.
Okay.
It's Aussie rules football.
Right.
You got rugby in Ireland and South Africa.
Okay, so why, I'll ask this, why then from Latin America and Japan are all the players flooding to play baseball and there's no tackle football in Latin America or Japan?
One of the biggest problems is football is a hard sport to fund.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you. But, hey, I know we've rambled on about this. I'm simply saying from my standpoint, I don't care whether Charles Bediako is from Alabama, Auburn, Syracuse. I don't care. The right decision was made. And to be quite honest with you, I think there's some hypocrisy here. Why do you think the decision 1 week earlier was put off? Because they're playing Auburn.
All I'm going to say
Let me say this. The one game where he made the biggest difference was against Auburn.
An Auburn team that everybody knew is undersized.
Yeah.
So having a 7-footer in there is going to be pretty big for a team that, if they're going to get in the paint, they can only do it through dribbling in and contesting.
So what do you say about him?
Professional baseball has a lot of problems with it, but one thing I think they do the best of any pro sport is their drafting process.
Yeah.
It might be a 50-round draft.
Yep.
But once you're drafted and you can say, you know what, the Athletics drafted me in round 50. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go take my scholarship and go play baseball at UAB.
Yeah. But here's what goes along very well with that. And I know we got to get on to the next segment. But what goes along very well with that is the fact that Major League Baseball has four levels of minor league play. NBA has the G League. That's it.
Maybe there needs to be talk about an expansion of that.
I'm with you. Would people come and watch the games? You dadgum right they would, as long as it's affordable, okay? You would have never convinced me that the WNBA would have been affordable. It's hung around and actually gained access over the last 5 years. Am I being honest?
Yeah.
More people watch it, more people go. Same way with, you talk about baseball, having four levels, you only got the G League. In basketball, football, you have nothing but the USFL, and it's played at a totally different time than is. You need to play it at the same time. People say, oh, it'll never work. Well, what happens if you're playing as a Major League Baseball player and you're playing third base for the Philadelphia Phillies and you break your hand? What do they do?
Call up somebody from their
Thank you. Same way with the NBA. Why does the G League players go from place to place so often? That's why. That's what it's there for. Why didn't football have that? Just saying.
I really do think that would be the biggest solution to this problem is having that type of environment for football and basketball.
I totally agree. But I totally agree with the decision that was made this week. I just wish it had been made 6 days earlier.